How you doing?
Wes Houlihan, welcome to Newcastle.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks for having a quick chat with the Jetstream. As we were just saying to Declan, it's the biggest Jets podcast in town.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
So how are you settling in Newcastle?
Yeah, we love it. Only here 3 weeks. Family came over the other day, so settling quite well. Just found a place there the other day, so hopefully get settled up and looking forward to the season.
Impressive debut against Edgeworth. Did you expect to see as much game time as you did?
Obviously, beforehand, I had 3 weeks, 4 weeks before that of pre-season with Cambridge back home. And obviously, coming in, I didn't expect probably to come straight in. But it was nice to play in a friendly the week before and get my fitness up and kind of get used to playing with the players and the way the style Ernie wants us to play. But yeah, the game was brilliant. Great turnout from the fans, and you know, it was quite a competitive game, and it was just nice to get through to the next round.
Hunter Stadium, have you been there yet? Have you had a look around? Are you excited to feel the atmosphere that the home game is going to bring?
Yeah, definitely. It's a massive stadium. I've gone there the first day I got here. I went and had a look, and it was pretty impressive. And I'm looking forward to playing our first home game there soon. And with the fans, obviously, it'd be a great atmosphere.
So what did you hear about Newcastle before coming to the town?
To be honest, not much. You know, obviously, you know the big cities like Sydney, Melbourne, stuff like that. And, you know, I really like it here. It's really nice. People are friendly. It's quite a good community to come into. And, you know, it's quite similar to back home where I live in Norwich. It's got all the beaches. It's on the coast. And, it's pretty impressive so far.
What's the best place you found? What's hitting the high notes?
Nobby's Beach. I've been up there a few times, and the prawn tacos up there are very nice. So, you know, just looking onto the beach and seeing the waves and stuff like that, it's kind of nice to go up there and chill out.
Black Butt Reserve's good for the kids as well.
Is that okay? I'll recommend that. Yeah. We'll head up there next week, hopefully.
All right, mate. Thank you very much. Just keep you for a short time. Good to hear you tonight here at the Jets Members Forum, and all the best for the season ahead.
Oh, thanks very much.
Now we're here with, well, goal scoring hero of the game against Melbourne Victory, Paddy Langwa. How are you, mate?
Yeah, no, I'm well. Yeah, doing good.
So you're here modelling the new kit tonight. How's it feel? Is it nice and comfortable? Does it breathe?
Yeah, no, it felt really nice. The material is very similar to last year, which is very comfortable, and it looks really, really great. So yeah, great kit to be in. Looking forward to playing in it.
All right, mate. Talk me through extra time. What are you thinking in that moment?
To be honest, I was actually a bit... So, in normal time, I was a bit disappointed because obviously I wanted to get on in a big game like that. And when I didn't get on, I was a bit disappointed. But when we scored the equaliser, Brent, the kit man, came over to me and actually told me, oh, if we go into extra time, you get an extra sub. So I was like, all right. He said, just stay warm, just in case. And so I thought, I'll wait to see if it actually goes into extra time, so I'm not just warming up for nothing. And then as soon as we went to extra time, I started getting ready. I was about to go warm up, and Ernie actually told me, oh, Pat, just stay here and watch Hoffy, what Hoffy's doing, because she might be going on the left wing. And I'm going, like, my head's racing because I haven't played left wing ever. And, like, I'd been sitting on the bench for 20 minutes or 10 minutes just getting cold again, so... By the time I actually got on the field, it felt like I was just running on a treadmill because I was just sitting on the bench for ages. And then, yeah, it was a bit crazy, to be honest. I was just concentrating on doing my job, and I ended up getting in a goal-scoring position and, yeah, scored a goal. So.
Is it true you told Ernie you were going to score?
Yeah, so as I was walking on, Ernie goes, oh, Pat, are you going to score the winner for us? I said, yeah, 100%. And, yeah, as I came in after changing, I saw Ernie and said, yeah, I told you so. So it was a bit of fun.
And you backed it up at centre-back again. And centre-back's your preferred position. Is it, or are you more midfielder?
I'm a defensive midfielder, so yeah. Six, but it allows me to play at centre-back or right or left-back. So I'm pretty flexible in where I can actually play.
It was an impressive performance against Edgeworth, mate. I thought you moved the ball really well with purpose and actually very quickly. Yeah. It really helped set the team of the style and the tempo that we played on that night.
Yeah.
Good to back up that performance with another appearance against Edgy in the next round.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always good to get an opportunity with the first team, and in an important match like that, it's even better where there's actually eyes watching and I can showcase myself for the team. And yeah, back at centre-back, it was I had a lot of involvement, which is always good because you don't want to be in the, you always want to be able to contribute. And yeah, it was, I really enjoyed it.
Nice one. Looking forward to the round of the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who we draw, but the fact that this is the furthest that the club's ever been, it's pretty special to be a part of that.
Great one, mate. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you more throughout the season ahead.
Cheers. Thanks.